The Nerd in Me podcast presents The Week in Geek with your anchors, Alan and Jonathan, with the 5-day forecast, The Weather Wizard, and Casey Jones on sports.
Good evening, this is Alan, and welcome to The Week in Geek. Jonathan, what's our top story?
Hey, Alan, our first story tonight is a little sad, a little bit, in a way, disturbing. It has to do with our favorite comic creator, Mr. Stan Lee.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you know, Alan, Stan Lee is now 95 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He stopped filming
cameos.
And he's also really cut down on his convention traveling. I think he's mainly sticking to the West Coast.
Right.
And I don't think he'll be at another San Diego Comic-Con again. I think they announced he did his last one whenever he did it. Anyway, man's 95 years old, and just this past weekend, like, a whole bunch of different stories have been coming about. People stealing from him, how his daughter treats him, how he's being treated at conventions, just a whole lot of things. So what I wanted to do is run down a few of those things and just have a quick discussion on Stan the Manly. So one of the first stories we heard this weekend was one of his business managers or something, like, getting blood drawn from him, mixing that blood into the ink of a comic book print run, and then selling that.
Crazy.
It's insane. And so that's like a business manager, and he's under a lot of charges now because it's like he kind of coerced or fooled a healthcare worker into getting the blood, and he was selling the comics like $50 a pop or some crazy thing like that. Maybe
that's crazy.
More. Yeah, actually, probably more. First of all, would you buy a comic just because it has Stan Lee's blood in it?
That's insane.
I wouldn't do that either. And then the next story was his daughter, who's 67, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Basically been living off this. I mean, to believe the stories is the daughter's been living off of Stan's money, and she's kind of a brat. Even at the age of 67, like, she spends all his money, and it was kind of colluding with certain people in his life, like caretakers and mm-hmm. other business assistants, to kind of just get money out of him. And she's been charged with psychological and elderly abuse.
Aww.
Yeah. And there's stories out that, like, one time last year or 2 years ago, when the mom was still alive and the daughter, she got angry because there was a new car in the driveway. I don't know, Ferrari or something. And she got angry because it was leased and not bought for her.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of, you know, like, pushed the mother against the cabinet and grabbed Stan by the head or something like that when he threatened to cut her off or something.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So, and then finally, most recently, there was a video on YouTube of Stan Lee signing at a recent Comic-Con where his handlers had to tell him how to spell his name.
Okay.
So, and there's worries about, is there some kind of dementia setting in? Or is this just what a 95-year-old, you know, how they act, you know, when they're tired?
Sure.
And, you know, he did lose his wife last year, I think December or November. So, and they were together for a long time, and so that was probably a big hit for him.
Yeah.
Yeah, so thoughts on Stan Lee's current predicaments?
Oh, well, obviously, 95, you feel bad for the guy, especially when you find people taking advantage of him. And his own daughter, too. That's not cool. But, yeah, I mean, look at him. 95, the guy is, you know, even if you were to think, what, 5 years ago and you didn't hear about these little health issues and stuff, the guy was so active. Cons and videos and
movie cameos.
What was that?
Movie cameos.
Yeah, I mean, the guy is so active for a man his age Yeah, it's truly a bummer, you know. I mean, we've talked about this a couple of times about his health and what's going to happen to him in the future, you know. I mean, it's, well, Time waits for no man.
You think he should stop doing the conventions? And what are your thoughts on that kind of stuff?
You know, I mean, if he does it because he enjoys it, and, you know, from what I know of Stanley, obviously we don't know him personally, but he loves the spotlight. He talks about it all the time. You listen to his interviews, you know, he loves talking about himself, and he loves the fans and stuff. And if that keeps him going, and maybe that's what keeps him going. Again, he's so involved with the comic books and the conventions and stuff, and it seems like he loves what he does. Then, you know, we all need that little thing to keep that spark going and stuff. But boy, at the you know, if it's at the risk of his health, then you know, I guess that's another thing.
Right, and I think you said it before. The issue is the people that's surrounding him. They don't seem to be the most scrupulous people, especially if the daughter's involved in some of this stuff. Now, it's not all blackness and bleakness for him. After hearing all this, Kevin Smith offered to let Stan live with him and his family, and he would take care of him, he said.
Yeah.
Todd McFarlane had visited him recently, and really just commented on, you know, how wonderful he is. But again, he's a 95-year-old man. I think the fans forget that, like, because I forget that too, because every time you see him, he's got the high energy and he's saying Excelsior and all this other stuff. But the man is 95, and you know, I think the fans might expect a little bit more out of him than he's able to give at this point.
Right.
You know, like some, you know, I saw some fans complaining that he didn't really talk to them. Told they weren't allowed to talk to him, and, you know, he'll sign your thing and then move on. Don't ask for personalization. But all that's not because he's a jerk and doesn't like the fans. It's because he probably can't, like, handle all of that.
You know? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You kidding me? So. I'm in my mid-40s. I wake up and be like, good Lord, my back hurts. You know?
Yeah, the guy's 50 years older than us, so.
Yeah, can you imagine signing all day long? You know, I remember when I was a kid, and I was thinking about, like, professions I wanted to do. I really tried to make a profession that didn't require a lot of writing, because I didn't like to do it. You know, and that hasn't changed. I still don't like writing.
Yeah,
so funny. But look, he's freaking doing his signature, and he doesn't use a rubber stamp, you know, and he's, so, you know, God bless him, you know.
Yeah, so we hope everything works out for him, and we hope all this nonsense gets cleared up. I don't know, this might, I mean, after reading these sad stories, I'm like, man, this might be the year we lose him. Because, you know, he's frail, he's older, he doesn't have his wife, he's being taken advantage of by people that are supposed to be taking care of him.
Right.
You know, how much more does this guy have in him?
Sure, sure.
To move forward, you know?
Yeah.
So, well, I don't want it to happen, Stan, but I hope it all gets settled out before you shuffle off this mortal coil where you're treated the way you should be treated in your last months, years, days, or however long you have left.
And I remember you telling me that you did have something signed from him. Was it a DVD? The X-Men
DVD? A video game.
Yeah, a video game. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Him and Bryan Singer on the same...
Sweet.
Yeah, but it's on the plastic wrap of the game, so you can't really unwrap it.
That's okay. Yeah.
Anyway. All right. So I just thought, you know, since there was such a barrage of Stanley's news this weekend, that we should probably start off with that.
Oh, yeah. When you were texting me about that throughout the week, I was like, what is going on? It's like one thing after another. Poor Stan, you know?
Yeah. Jeez. All right. Well, Stan, we hope everything gets straightened out and, you know, you're back doing what you love again.
Exactly.
All right. Our next story, Alan. I'm assuming it's the final Han Solo trailer. It's a full trailer.
Mm-hmm.
Was released over the weekend. Thoughts?
Okay. Let's see. Let's go back to the first trailer, which I think we both said, like, uh-oh, what's going on? Yeah. And
I think you said, Disney makes great trailers, and look at this thing.
Well,
so how bad is the movie going to be?
I think they're back. The second trailer, I got sucked in. It's like, ooh, wow, this was exciting. You know, and I don't know. But again, this is a trailer. It looks good. I'm a little more optimistic for it. Definitely better than the first one. So if you haven't seen the second trailer, maybe you've had, I'm sure you'll agree. This is a better trailer, maybe a better representation of what the movie's going to be. Still don't know. I mean, I've been trying to avoid a lot of spoiler stuff, like plot details and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, I was definitely more optimistic with this trailer than the first one. What about you?
I liked it better. I think it gives you the idea that it's a heist film, which they've been talking about for since they started filming this thing.
Right.
Which I kind of like, because I like, one of my favorite movies is Ocean's 11, the 90s version.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I just kind of like those con man heist type movies.
Sure.
And if this is what this is, I think I'll enjoy it. I'm a little worried about paying too much fan service to the fans.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the trailer, you see, the Woody Harrelson character tossed him a blaster, and it's his iconic Star Wars blaster.
Right.
And then he says, "I got a good feeling about this," you know.
Right.
Which, like, it's the way to turn the "I got a bad feeling about this" on its head. I didn't like that we found out how old Chewbacca was. I mean, that's not information we needed. You know, I just think that's silly. But I think the story looks like it's going to be good. I like Donald Glover's brief turn briefly of Lando. So I'm assuming it's going to involve him, Lando losing the Falcon to Han. I think the Kessel Run's part of it. So that'd be pretty cool to see.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I loved. I loved the brief glimpses of the new Stormtrooper outfits we got.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the first time I thought of it, was like, ooh, can't wait to get that in Black Series. because, like I said before, I collect the Black Series, some of them. And some of their best ones are the Troopers.
Right.
So I'm excited to see. I think there's three different Trooper types coming out with this movie.
Oh,
and I'm curious to see where it falls in the canon, in the lineage. Will there be a Boba Fett? Who knows?
Right.
You think Boba Fett will show up in this?
I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, he's probably more closely related to Han Solo than other bounty hunters.
Yeah,
like when I think of who's Han's nemesis, I think Boba Fett.
Right, and we have no reason to believe that. You know, there's nothing that makes us think. There was nothing shown to us in the movies that they have a past history.
Yeah, what was that?
Oh, that was right. You heard that.
What's in the box?
Yeah, that's still my text message.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. So where was I? Oh yeah, Boba Fett. Yeah, there's nothing, like, there's no history of animosity in the films, but you get that, like, if he's got a rival, if Han's got a rival, it's Boba Fett.
Right.
You know? So be curious to see if all that animosity starts in this film, you know.
That'd be cool. Maybe that's a good point. If they did it in a fashion where you got maybe flesh something out a little bit deeper, where if I were to watch A New Hope or maybe Empire, like, I'd have a different perspective of the movie, knowing, watching Solo, if it adds to it, then I'd be excited about it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let me ask you this, on a coolness factor, you're watching the movie, you're enjoying it, you're having a good time, you're not like, oh my God, this is great. But you're not like, oh my God, this is awful. So you're having a good time, you're engaged in a movie, and all of a sudden, Boba Fett steps out. Is that like a holy crap moment for you, or like, okay?
I think if they give him more to do, because we still haven't seen much of him, not stepping up, but more if they show more, let's say, as a badass, that's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah, I want to see Boba earn that reputation, because he goes out like a punk.
He does. He does.
You don't get to see him be a badass. Oh, so,
how about this? If you saw him, like, scalping a Wookiee?
Ooh. Or taking down, like, a squad of Wookiees or something,
Right, yeah.
Because he does keep pelts. Does he keep pelts on his belt?
He does, yeah.
Or something like that. Wookiee pelts, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. So that'd be pretty neat,
Yeah. Cool. All right, so I'm a little bit more excited than I was.
Question, when Han Solo references Boba Fett in the movies, doesn't he kind of reference him more in Jedi, where Chewbacca's like, Boba Fett? Where? Right?
Right.
Is that probably the only time where you make a connection between the two, or is it kind of Empire?
Yeah, well, he doesn't acknowledge really Boba Fett. I mean, he knows Boba Fett's in Empire because he's standing next to Vader when they're at the dining table.
Right, but he really... mentions his name in Jedi, huh?
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Sophie. Yeah,
that is
all
interesting. Right. Mm-hmm. Is Boba Fett mentioned by name in Empire?
Hmm. Good question.
Yeah, that is a good question.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I'm saying no. Yeah. What's the conversation? Boba Fett and Darth Vader when they're in the cryo chamber, right? Like, I need him alive.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't hear in my head Darth Vader saying Boba Fett.
He goes, he's no good to me then.
Yeah. Well, probably not. Hmm.
Curiouser and curiouser.
Yes. Okay. Let's move on.
Okay. So, Alan, you know what it's time for? It's time for you to hit it.
Quick hits.
All right. Quick hit. Our first quick hit, Alan.
Yeah.
Infinity War. I did it again.
I did it last week.
Infinity War has now outsold advanced tickets, more advanced tickets than the last 7 Marvel Cinematic Universe movies combined.
That's including Black Panther,
which broke all advanced ticket sales.
Wow.
For all movies.
Hmm.
So, yeah. So here's the thing. I have Thursday night tickets. I have Thursday night tickets.
I have Friday, I think.
Oh my God. You have Friday. Yeah, I'm supposed to be quiet about that movie until you see it Friday.
All right, I'll double check. I think it is Friday. Yeah.
I have Thursday night and Friday afternoon movies tickets.
All right. So I'm at work. You're East Coast, I'm West Coast. It'll be cool.
It's going to be packed and probably smelly because people sweat. And I'm excited for it.
Yeah. Wow.
So how big is this movie going to be?
Wait, did you say the last how many? How many pre-sale? Seven combined?
Yeah, you want to hear what it's beating?
Oh, go.
All right. It's beating in pre-sales. Yeah, that's not the story.
Wait 1 second. You said combined, right? The combined?
Combined. Why do I keep saying the word?
Wow.
All right. Infinity War has already pre-sold more than the last 7 MCU movies combined. You're talking about Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok. And these aren't crap movies. Black Panther, Thor Ragnarok, Spider-Man Homecoming, Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Doctor Strange, Captain America Civil War, and Ant-Man. Combined.
Okay, you know what? I can see this. I can see this because I can say of all the movies you mentioned, I did not pre-buy any of those movies.
I think I did.
Say it. I can't hear you, man.
I think I did. I think I pre-bought Spider-Dude.
Okay.
Guardians, Ragnarok. But I pre-buy most of my movies.
No.
Just so I know.
Do you think it's going to sell out?
No, because I want to get the seat I want. You know.
Okay, because you do reserve seating. I gotcha.
Yeah. But the funny thing is I haven't been pre-buying because of MoviePass.
Right.
I had to buy a ticket for Black Panther because you couldn't get a MoviePass on it.
Right.
And I think Infinity War is the first ticket I paid money for since I got my MoviePass, except for Black Panther.
Same here.
So.
Yeah, so I can kind of see that.
And I think you have people like, I think you have the deep geeks like us. You know, like I said, I'm seeing it twice in less than 24 hours.
Right.
So you're probably going to have multiple buys for that weekend.
Right.
But, you know, what I'm worried about is that going to make repeat of you. Remember I said, I'll pay for the first two and I'll movie past the rest.
Right.
I mean, because it was hard to get back into Black Panther for a second viewing until maybe 3 weeks after it came out.
Yeah, that's
possible. So I don't know. If I see it twice in less than 24 hours, I have to wait 3 weeks to see it again?
Maybe.
No.
Depends how good
it is.
No.
I'll sit in the cheap seats. I don't care.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's cool. So this movie's going to be huge.
Yep.
Right? Okay. And then it'll take a little... Then it'll have a little backslide when Ant-Man comes out and Ant-Man 2 comes out in the summer. And then their next one after Ant-Man 2, Avengers 4. So that'll probably be huge.
Yeah. Wait, what? After Ant-Man, what's the next movie?
Infinity War or whatever, Avengers 4.
That's the next Marvel movie after Ant-Man and Wasp?
Yeah, they're doing 3 Marvel movies a year. They're doing, they did Black Panther already in 18. They're doing Avengers 3 in 18. They're doing Ant-Man and Wasp in 18. Okay. Then 19 will be Avengers 4, Spider-Man Homecoming, and Captain Marvel. Homecoming 2 and the Captain Marvel.
Wow. And those movies are coming out before Avengers 4?
No, I think Avengers 4 comes out first next
year. Oh, no kidding. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. All right.
So it's going to be huge.
Huge. All right. Quick it.
Kind of going along with this, the Russo brothers, who directed Captain America Winter Soldier, Captain America Civil War, and Avengers Infinity War, and will be directing Avengers 4, said that after the deal with Fox goes through, and the Fantastic Four and X-Men are being able to be used by Marvel again, mm-hmm. they'd be willing to do a Secret Wars movie. But they didn't specify if they meant the 1980s Secret Wars, where heroes are kidnapped off of Earth and forced to do battle on another planet. Heroes and villains. Or Secret Wars that came out like a year ago or two ago, which I didn't read it, so I don't know what it's about. I would rather see the 1980s Secret Wars. How about you?
Here's my spin. I wish... Okay. Do you remember the that little series, Secret Invasion?
Right.
I think I'd be more interested in that than Secret Wars.
Well, the rumor is that they're... that's what they're gearing up toward, because Captain Marvel will have Skrulls in it.
Right.
And Secret Invasion was about Skrulls, who are a shape-shifting alien race, being revealed to have been key people in the Marvel Universe for many years as part of a plan to invade Earth. So you had heroes that you knew for a long time that were really Skrulls.
Yeah, I think that's... Well, to me, I think that's more interesting than Secret Invasion. What'd you say it was?
Secret War?
Secret Wars, yeah. I didn't like Secret Wars. I mean, it was okay.
I liked it. I mean, it was one of the first... Secret Wars number 3 was one of the first comic books I remember picking up as a kid, and it was because it had Spider-Man fighting X-Men on the cover.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew it from Spider-Man's Amazing Friends. I was like, they're friends, why are they fighting?
Secret Invasion would be cool. Like John was saying, is that there was a storyline where Brian Michael Bendis were dropping these seeds of like many, many years ago, that one of the characters was actually, I think it was Spider-Woman, and she was actually leading the Avengers at the time, and many years
past. It was a few of them.
Yeah, there was a few of them. But the thing was that she wasn't Spider-Woman. She was actually an alien called a Krull, right? And Skrull. Think of a movie, Krull. They're actually a Skrull. So how cool would that be? Imagine we've been watching all these Marvel movies, and then you find out that Star-Lord is actually a Skrull. Holy crap. That would flip everyone's mind. Okay, maybe not Chris Pratt. Let's say it would be like Hawkeye, for example.
People right? think it maybe War Machine.
Could be, yeah.
Because he was high up in the U.S. Air Force.
Yeah.
Not Falcon. Who else were they thinking? Maybe even Pepper. Well, maybe I don't know if they'd have two people around Tony Stark, but
yeah. Or yeah. I mean, it could have been anybody. But how that would blow everyone's mind. What if it's Ned
from Spider-Man?
It would blow everyone's mind if they found out the characters that they know and love were actually aliens and not the characters who we thought they were. That would everyone's head would explode.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Yeah. But anyway, awesome. Either or. I mean, yeah. I mean, it, Infinity Gauntlet. Would you agree that's maybe top five stories of all time?
Wait, I'm sorry. Infinity Gauntlet is?
Infinity Gauntlet, yeah. Of storylines. Yeah. Would you say top five?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, like, what's the next big Marvel storyline? I guess you'd go Secret Wars.
Secret Wars, or, I mean, Secret Invasion was good.
Yeah. Secret Invasion would be up there. Yeah, it's a cool concept.
And they've shown that they don't need to follow, because Infinity War isn't following the Infinity Gauntlet storyline mm-hmm. exactly. So,
right.
You know, they could do their own little twist on Secret Invasion, which would mm-hmm. make it good. Or even on Secret Wars.
Right. Yeah, so. Okay, cool. All right.
Quick hit. Oh, nice. Walking Dead Season 8 comes to an end Sunday night. Yay. I said we should bring it up because, Alan, we need to talk about The Walking Dead.
Oh, God. Okay. Go this talk about it.
Has probably been the worst season since season 2 when they sat on a farm for a whole year.
Come on.
Carl dies in the opening. Oh, spoilers. Carl dies in the opening episode of the second half of the season, and I literally yawned through the whole episode.
Wow.
I've lost most interest in most of these people. I'm sick of Daryl. I'm sick of Michonne. I'm sick of all of them. Because the movie, they don't grow. There's no character growth.
Right. You know? Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
They're kind of stuck out right now.
Right. And I don't know. I know you stopped watching a few years ago. Were you around for Morgan or no?
No, no. I this is the first. I watched all the seasons up until this season.
Okay.
Yeah. So I got up through Negan. And I was way, way caught up. And this season just, it killed me. I was like, what is going on? It seemed like every episode was one day. You know? Like, it felt like it never went forward. And they kept...
Well, Maggie's been pregnant for about 2 years, and she's not even shown a bump yet.
Right.
Meanwhile, Carl grew about a foot and a half. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah. Not only that, Morgan is still, at the end of season 8, wrestling over whether or not he should kill people. I mean, this guy's, like... Or not even wrestling with that fact, because he's like, alright, I'm gonna kill this, is who I am.
Right.
Like, he was fighting between that... Like, he can't be peaceful. He has to be either a killer or a peaceful person. There's no in between for him. Right. And he's still struggling. I'm like, you gotta... Just stop, Morgan. And he's going to... After this season, he's going to Fear the Walking Dead. He's going to be a regular on that show.
Now, I don't understand how that happens, though.
He's going to walk across the country and join them in L.A. or whatever they are.
I thought Fear of the Walking Dead happened before The Walking Dead. I thought it was a prequel. Yeah,
it did. But apparently, Morgan's going to walk across country and through time. Either that, or these, or the Fear the Walking Dead people are such great survivors, right. They've been surviving longer than these guys.
God.
It's a hot mess.
What a drop-off. You're talking about a show that was probably, like, what, one of the hottest shows on TV, highest rated, highest, they were being the Super Bowl, for goodness sakes, in regards to, you know, popular show watched, and... They hit a wall hard, really hard.
It really dropped off this year.
Yeah.
Did you watch the first half of the year, or you stopped?
Yes, I did.
You watched the whole first half?
No. Half of the first half.
Okay, so about four. Yeah, it was awful this year. Mm-hmm. It was just awful. And they introducing all these other characters, like, I don't know who half these people are anymore. It was from one community or another, you know?
Yeah. Well, my wife she's watching. She said there's some. She goes, oh no, it's getting better. I said, forget it. I am not doing.
I know she loves you. You love her, but she's lying to you.
All right, maybe so.
Don't tell her I said that. She'll hit. Yeah, don't let her listen to this episode either.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, but the I brought it up not because I wanted to crap on The Walking Dead, but the finales for season 8 is coming up, and they are promising that season 9. They do have a new showrunner. Will be a new show with a bigger narrative.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It was something. Blah, 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 blah. He didn't reveal what the new narrative is. Fans already guessed that it could have to do with the arrival of certain characters. I'm not going to get into it. Okay. But what was I going to say? Oh, so hopefully it includes a time jump where they're at peace for a little while and. Yeah, they gotta stop killing each other. It's just
I'm done. I'm not going back. I'm not going back.
But if it doesn't hold my interest, I'm gonna really because they're gonna have to do the time jump. Because we don't remember Maggie signed on to do a pilot.
Yeah, I'm done.
I don't know what they're gonna.
I'm done. What they should do is have the final battle with Negan and then call it a day. Really, I mean, yeah, they just drag stuff way too long.
Well, apparently this season finale is going to end the all-out war that they're having with Negan, which to them took 2 days, but to us took about 9 months.
Yeah. All right, maybe I'll catch the last episode. We'll see. Yeah, I DVR this stuff anyway. So.
Let me tell you something. If you watch it, you won't be that lost. Like, you won't be like, what's going on? What's going on? You know what's going on, Alan? They've been fighting.
All right, that's cool.
And Carl's dead. That's like the biggest thing you need to worry about.
All right.
Yeah, so I don't know what a bigger world or a new narrative means, but maybe they even realize that this was a stinker of a year.
Yeah, probably so.
I think maybe next week we'll look at their numbers for the season and see how low they are. If they got
okay.
All right.
Thank you. Adam Savage is returning back to Mythbusters, but in Mythbusters Jr. on the Science Channel. So he's coming back and he's going to focus on, you know, having kids and... Wait, did that sound right? He's having kids come on the show, blowing stuff up, which is, should be cool. And he's back on TV. I really miss Mythbusters with the crew, but it's just going to be Adam this time. So this is going to be on the Science Channel, and this is going to be coming back towards the end of this year. And they ordered 10 episodes, so I'm looking forward to that.
Now, is Adam Savage is the one that doesn't look like a creepy stalker?
What? They both do. Let's say he's got more hair in his head. Let's put it that way.
All right. He doesn't wear that stupid hat all the time.
No, that's Jamie.
He's got a little bit more personality.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm excited for that, you know?
What's his background? Was he a stuntman or something like that?
No. They're both... they both work for ILM, I guess. They built stuff. They worked on the Star Wars movies.
Which ones?
Both of them.
The what?
Jamie really? And Adam, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, they've done a lot of things together.
Not the 1970s Star Wars movie. They're not that old.
Maybe not. I don't know.
Prequels?
Could be. Oh, anyway. Yeah, prequels. Sorry, yeah, prequels.
They worked on those.
Yeah, so they did things like that. I know they built, I think, Jamie did the Ever Ready Bunny.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a weird thing to be done.
So, anyway, I'm glad to see these guys back. Well, at least him back on TV. I'd love for the core group to come back again because they did a reboot of the show. You know, they got two other guys to run it. And I think I watched one episode and it's just not the same, you know. And it's too bad. Too bad. But yeah, I'm looking forward to this one. I like to see how this pans out. Carrie did a show. She had like a little science show before of, you know, from her point of view, teaching kids about science and stuff. And I caught that was pretty good, but short-lived. So let's see if they can capture the magic with this show.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Well, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
And kids need it. And science and math and technology are really...
Absolutely.
They get downturned in this country for some reason.
All right. New segment, right?
Oh, yeah. It's time for a new segment.
All right. Let's hear it. Come on.
Let's go play some video games. What's coming out this week?
Good enough. Okay. Let's see. Today we got for the Xbox One a game called Hellblade. Senua's Sacrifice. I guess that's how you pronounce it. The haunting and gorgeously crafted game is being released on Xbox One for the first time this month, complete with enhanced visual options and the same gripping story as the original released on PC and the PS4 last year. That always blows my mind when some games are exclusive to one and not on the other, you know? It just makes more sense that they all do it at the same time.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like... Well, I guess it might work because, you know, there are people out there that might just buy PS4 for particular games or... yeah, the other way around.
You know, this is a side note. I can't stand that, like, let's say you have a game like Call of Duty, and I have an Xbox, and let's say you have the PlayStation. We can't all play together. You know, it just drives me bananas, you know? Huh. It's like, God, it's the same company. I guess I'm assuming it's the same servers. It's just one has one controller and one has another controller, and that's about it. Like, there's a game that's really popular now called Fortnite, and that's cross-platform, so, you know, I can play on my Xbox One, my daughter can be on her PC, and we're all playing in the same game, and you can be on your phone, on your mobile, and we're all playing in the same game, you know? It's cool that way to have those options, that kind of freedom to be on different platforms and play the same game at the same time, you know?
Right.
And I just wish PlayStation, like, all the companies can kind of play together, you know, and let's all play, be all on one team and stuff. So, anyway, that's that. Let's see, this came out yesterday. The game is called Extinction, which comes on the PC, Xbox One, and PS4. As a warrior, players will face off against monstrously large beasts known as, goodness gracious, the Reveni. With a fierce strive for blood, these 150-foot-tall creatures have the extinction of humanity as their goal, and only you can stop them. And that's all I got for games.
Sounds like a lot of pressure on one person.
I know. All right. And the next segment.
Okay. Hey, you, let's go to the movies. Hey, you, let's go to the show. Hey, you, what's coming out Friday? Hey, you, let's go.
That's pretty good. Gracias. That's really good. Okay, we got here this, let's see. We got Borg versus McEnroe. Did you watch tennis back in the 80s?
No, but I know the Borg from Star Trek, and they're pretty fierce.
You're silly. Yeah, Shia LaBeouf is going to play John McEnroe.
Who?
Yeah.
Indy Jr.?
You know what, though? I think they picked the right guy to play this role. Because he's kind of a hothead, right?
He's kind of something.
Yeah, I remember this rivalry with McEnroe and Borg, and
it wasn't Borg like this nice, quiet guy, and like McEnroe was just like crazy person.
Yeah, he was the exact opposite, and kind of a jerk and stuff. And you know, I remember back in the day, my parents liked Borg, and then my mom was saying, you know, well, who do you want to win? I said, well, I like the guy McEnroe. It's like, why? Because look at him; he's got a lot of energy. You know, he's just.
Didn't you say in the past episode that you had a swimsuit poster of him up
not
in there?
Not a swimsuit poster.
Okay. I misunderstood.
Why do you have to take it that direction? I had a McEnroe. God, man. Okay, <You're right>. that's coming out. This movie that I'm actually looking forward to, starring John Hamm, it's called Beirut. Did you hear about that one?
I did. I might go see it.
Yeah, this one looks intriguing. Man, you got a lot of movies to catch up on.
I really do.
Let's see, what else is coming out this weekend? I think Rampage.
Oh, wait, do you know what Beirut's about? Isn't he a negotiator or something? Or he's a CIA dude or something like that, right?
I don't know. Yeah, CIA something.
All right, we need to do your pre-prep. Go ahead.
We got Dwayne movie Johnson.
Dude, can I do the movies?
Shut up. With Rampage is coming out. Are you looking forward to this game? I'm sick of him.
I'm sick of video game movies, although I did like the game Rampage.
Yeah.
I mean, this to me is probably going to be like Pacific Rim 2, where if I got 2 hours to kill, which apparently I don't because I got so many moves to catch up on. But yeah. If I have 2 hours to kill, I'll go see it.
Yeah, but let me tell you, man, when I saw the trailer for Rampage, I swear he did not change his clothes from Jumanji. I was like, wait, this is the same guy, isn't he? Yeah. So same guy. Same.
Why can't he fly a helicopter in every movie?
Yeah. Man, it takes effort.
He's like, I'm a scuba diver for LA County. I can also fly a helicopter. What? I'm a snake wrangler for the San Diego Zoo, but I can also file. What?
And we got here a movie horror called Truth or Dare. And that's coming out too. And Jonathan, I know how you feel about horror movies. I say
love them!
Yeah, okay. I saw for the trailer for this one. This one looks downright creepy. Creepy. Truth, oh, did you ever see a movie called It Follows?
No, isn't that about you have sex and you get a disease? Which is... called life.
No, pretty close, but yeah, something like the plot device is that like someone's like some demons like following you and will continue to follow you to kill you, but you can pass it on if you have sex with somebody else, and then eventually that demon will follow that person, you know.
Oh, I know, like a lot of comic book readers that would die.
And so when I saw the trailer for Truth or Dare, I was like, wow, it kind of reminds me of that one. Where it's like never ending until you got to do something anyway.
Yeah, so truth or dare is what? Like you're compelled to do whatever the dare is or whatever?
If not, yeah, then I guess you die or something like that.
Wow.
Oh, no. Okay, Hollywood. Come on.
Well, look,
Marvel can't do it all, man. Come on.
A couple of weeks ago, there's no originality in Hollywood anymore, so this is what you get.
A Quiet Place was good. I like that one.
Mm-hmm. That's okay. It.
And that's it for movie releases coming up this week. Again, I guess you and I are just waiting for Infinity War. So this is Infinity Month. So
let me tell you, it's not just you and me.
It's the world.
This is all nonsense to fill our time until Infinity War.
Basically.
Nonsense. Mm-hmm. Beirut, nonsense. Quiet Place, nonsense.
I'm looking forward to Beirut. When I saw John Hamm, I like him.
I am, but I'm just like, look. This isn't Star Wars. I mean, Star Wars. This isn't Infinity War.
Yeah, I know. Boy, this movie better pay off.
Do it. All right.
All right. Yeah. We're done, huh?
We do. We are.
Okay. Except this is Alan.
We have a website.
What?
Sorry. We have a website. www.brothersinarmchairs.com.
No, please. Boom. Nice.
Don't plug the website. Don't be a ditch.
Okay. This is Alan signing off.
Boy.
Why the delay?
Because I forgot what I was supposed to say. I forgot if it was bye or Martha.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.